In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com.
Okay. Though Kirby Smart is not going and will never entertain being the Atlanta Falcons head coach, Andy. Okay, there we go. There's your question. There's your answer.
Do you think... once, like, I don't know, if he accomplishes every possible goal that he wants to at Georgia, do you think he would ever think about coaching in the NFL?
Mm-mm.
You don't think so?
No.
Just college through and through?
I think he's going to leave Georgia when he wants to.
Oh,
and he's not, and he's not going to leave it for another job, NFL job or nothing.
Certainly not another college
job.
There's no question about that. Yeah. Well, if you're him and they approached you, like, you could ask for anything.
Anything you want.
Like, Arthur Blank's got $8 million.
Yes.
And you could be like, all right, $25 million
here's the thing.
And I have control of everything.
His energy that he has now. I was on the team when he was on the NFL staff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It wasn't pretty. Like,
oh, right.
And he'll tell the story about when...
doesn't work.
When me and him got into it, I was like, hey, man, you'll get that. Because by then, I'm a dude.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like...
and what was his job?
He was assistant secondary coach.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like.
Like, I'm like, but that was all of them. I was like, man, you don't get the hell up out my face. All that damn college ass energy.
But maybe he knows that now.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Unless he can, because Kirby's not going to stop who he is.
Right.
Because that's why he is so successful being coaching the way he coaches. Yeah.
He also has his dream job.
Yes.
And he's
doing
a pretty good job.
Yeah, there's no reason for Kirby to ever leave.
Yeah, I know. I understand Falcons fans wondering because he is the best college football coach and he's just up the road.
Yes.
And, you know.
Well, he's not coming.
You need somebody. You got to have somebody. But no, it's not going to happen.
Nothing
all right. AMA calls. Rock the Laundry Man leads us off.
Don't come in no bull crap today,
Freaky,
Rock.
Freaky Rock from the South
don't
Side.
Don't come in no bull crap today,
again.
Rock.
Nah, man. I'm in the holiday spirit, man. I'm doing it 100% today.
All right.
Happy holidays, fellas.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
All right. Couple three quick things. One, the cutoff age for picking your nose is 5 years old, hands down.
Okay.
Okay.
Two, right. The only thing nastier than picking your nose is that Euro blowing your nose where you hold one nostril and blow. That's pretty disgusting.
Very
the only
much
thing
so.
More disgusting is that.
Very much so.
There is
desperate
very
times
so.
Call for desperate
a
measures.
Woman,
very much so.
A grown woman digging in her butt where she thinks nobody's watching is the most disgusting thing ever.
Man, too.
Now that
man
I got
too.
That up
man,
again,
too.
I've seen
don't
that,
single
I've
out the ladies.
Seen it in purpose. It's disgusting. But my question is it time for us as Falcons fans to make a statement like the old Saints fans used to put the aints and put the bags on their heads and do that and go say, is it time for us to make a statement like that right now and say, hey, man, we've had enough. We got to turn our jerseys inside out. We got to do something to voice our displeasure. And that's my question. Is it time?
Thank you, Rock.
I don't know when that time is.
I would say do whatever you want.
I would say do whatever you want. I think, and I'll just be 100% right, I think bags on the head are absolutely freaking ridiculous. That's just my opinion on it. You spend your money to go do that. You do whatever you need to do.
Yeah. I mean, if you're in the stadium with the bag on your head, they got your money.
You're
know what I mean? Like, them, you didn't do the
you're
thing.
Not hurting their feelings with the bag. You're hurting their feelings when you're not there.
Right.
And, yeah.
And I don't even know if that's
that hurts
true.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, TV revenue and all that kind of stuff. So honestly, I don't know. I know there's been a lot of talks. People have called about boycott and all that stuff. I think I don't know. I think they know that you're upset.
Yeah.
I think
the one thing,
because I think they're upset.
Listen to Abe yesterday with Mike Bell, and Abe said the first thing, you'll be back.
They definitely know Mike's upset.
You'll be back. You'll be back.
But I know that's the thing
about it. You'll be back.
And that's where all these leagues have us.
Yeah.
That's why the college playoff could be 12 teams with five odds. It doesn't matter.
Yep. You'll
be back. What I'm going to be doing?
Yep.
Watching.
Yep. You'll be back. and that's how they're going to look at it.
We're addicts. We're hooked. We're hooked. They can step on it as many times as they want, Randy.
Yeah, dog.
That damn elbow starts itching, man.
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve starts itching. All right. All right. What channel's the game on? Put it on.
All right.
Tito is incoming. Hey, Tito.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Good. The 85 dunk contest and the 88 dunk contest against Dominic and Jordan. Do you think Dominic got robbed in 88?
Yes.
I believe he did.
Okay. Yes. Oh, definitely. Okay. I think the thing with the dunk contest, it was fun. But they did, like, Mike did all the same dunks.
That he did the previous one.
Yeah, he did all the same dunks. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I mean.
Dominique's were like a different level of explosive.
Yes.
And he was, I know Jordan had the hang time and all that, but Dominique had so much power.
He did. And Jordan, it was always the kiss the rim. He did that. Then he did from the free throw line again. Mm-hmm. And then he did the cradle again. Yeah. Like, he did the same damn dunks as he did.
He just had some different shoes on.
Yeah, different shoes. And
one time he had a gold chain and one time he didn't.
Exactly. Look at that gold chain.
That thing was a choker.
He had a choker, man.
What was he doing with
that?
Was that swallowed. Was that the style?
I don't know,
in 85?
Man. I don't know, dude.
People were wearing chokers?
Yeah, man. That damn neck was so tight on Mike. But, yeah, I do think – I think Dominique should have got at least one of them.
Yeah. I mean, it's a shame. He's one of the all-time greatest dunkers. By the way, have you seen some of the highlight reels of his son at Georgia?
Yeah, man.
Good Lord.
Yeah, man.
Those genetics transfer.
Yeah, man.
Man, that's really fun to watch. Wendy is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Wendy.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Wendy.
My question is for Randy. So, how old were you when you or your parents or coaches realized that you had the potential to be an NFL player? And how do you feel like your life changed and helped you reach that goal?
Oh, man.
Cool question.
You know, oh, God. I tell you, I don't remember the exact moment. I remember a conversation I had with Rodney Walker, who's my head coach at high school. And he told me, he's like, if you keep developing, you might be able to go to school. That's what he said. Might be a little school. And then when I got the offer to go to Georgia, you know, everything started. You kind of could see process, not NFL, but maybe I can do something. And I think when I went to Columbus, Georgia for the North South All Star game, and I won the MVP of that game, and as much as Corey, I know you listen, he's still a hater, but the plaque is at the house on the wall, but it says MVP.
Corey played good too.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he did. But then I was like, oh man. But the first day I got to Georgia and practiced with the older guys, and I was like, I think I can do this. And so that was my thing. It was just a confidence, but it was a patient confidence. It wasn't one of the things where I got to rush it.
Right.
It was just like, it was
put me on the field or I'm
going
to transfer.
Put me on the field, I'm a transfer. It was like, okay, I can play with these dudes. And then you got better and you got better. And then the NFL didn't come to mind until probably the year before Coach Rick got there, because I was eligible to leave and I was a redshirt sophomore. Mm-hmm. So I could leave. And then agents started calling and everything. And the only reason I went back because damn Angel told me that I could stay. I had to stay in college. But yeah, my process was so patient that I never rushed it. So I never really knew that exact moment where I could play this game. But I know when I got to Georgia and started practicing with the big with the guys that's been there, like the Hines and all of them, I was like, I can do this.
Because like you weren't like a star.
No,
didn't have any star.
None.
How? Like,
I don't know. Because I moved here.
You slowed, like, were you
I,
kind of a late
I, I was
bloomer?
Late, I was a late bloomer.
Okay.
I didn't move to Fort Valley until I was in 10th grade. Missed my whole, like basically the whole 11th grade year because I got hurt early.
Oh, because you didn't really play that much until senior year.
Yeah, and then I played until senior year. So that's why. And then Rusty them didn't, you know, they didn't look at guys like me.
politics.
Yeah, Rusty them did politics. Them on three politics. Yeah, that's why.
Mel is in Atlanta. Hey, Mel.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing? Happy holidays.
What's up, man?
You're doing great.
I thought this was the other Mel.
I got a question.
I knew they knew better than that.
I thought it was the other male.
I trust Dave and Bo.
Hey, I thought it was the other male, and I thought you were disguising your voice.
I knew that. They know better than that.
Nah. I don't even know the other male.
I didn't even ask. I just trust him. What's up, Mel?
I want to know if you guys are thinking like me.
Uh-oh.
At this point in his life, I think it's just time for Kirk Cousins just to retire. I think he just needs to go on and sit down, because the fact that Rivers got a spot with another team, and they ain't called Kirk, it's time for him to go ahead and, you know, retire. Also, I just wanted to make another statement. I agree with the guy that was on y'all. I can't remember his name. Y'all was asking him about Georgia, how he was saying that we're in a good spot at number two. I agree with him. I mean, at number three, I'm sorry. I agree with him. Our road is a little bit easier than everybody think it is. And also, one more question. I don't think the Falcons are going to win another game this year.
All right, Mel.
Appreciate it, Mel. If Kirk Cousins was available, the Colts would have called.
Yeah.
Because
that's, you got to remember, he's playing for the Falcons right now, so they can't call him.
Yeah, if Michael Pittis was around.
Yeah. And the trade deadline hadn't happened.
And the trade deadline, yes.
But here's the other thing. Like, I get what you're saying. We're watching Kirk play. It's not pretty.
No.
But if a team's willing to give him, I don't know, $8 million to come in and be their bridge quarterback or whatever it is, and he should. That's $8 million more.
Like,
feelings for Kirk Cousins aside, if someone's willing to pay him again, which someone might be.
Hey, man, don't be surprised, Mel, if he's not the starting quarterback for the damn Colts next year.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised.
I mean, they have a history of doing things like that.
Don't be surprised if he is.
That's a great point.
Yeah, don't be surprised.
All right. We got Chris, who's in Roswell. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. So I've heard Steak talk about it a little bit, and you guys have mentioned it once or twice, too. How do radio ratings work? And, like, I listen on – how does that work?
You listen online?
I do. Yeah, okay. I listen on the app.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess the online numbers get added later. I don't really understand how that works exactly.
I don't care nothing about no ratings.
You don't?
I never have. Y'all tell me. I don't look at the sheet or nothing. I get the text. I'm like,
I know there's one part you care about.
Oh, yeah, I care about that. but other than that, I don't, like, you're telling me, like, I don't understand. I understand how it works. People listen, obviously.
Yeah,
duh.
Right.
But, like, yeah, all that stuff, man, that's just, it's cool.
Yeah, it's not. First of all, it's not worth worrying about because it's completely out of your control.
Yeah.
Me and Randy have been doing pretty much the same show for 5 years now, and some months we're way up there, and some months we're over here.
Yeah.
And I don't think the show's all that different.
Yeah.
So it's pretty random. It's a Nielsen rating system where there's a select number of people that are in the market that have something called a personal people meter, which is like a little beeper, and it picks up radio frequency, and it's an estimation based on that number of people. So it's really an estimation.
Yeah.
So your number can swing wildly, your rating number can swing wildly based on one person.
Yes.
Now, I will say, the estimation's been good lately.
No, it ain't been good, Andy. Yeah. It's been freaking...
We've been doing good.
We've been doing all right, good.
And we appreciate all of you out there for this. Now, I will say this also, one more thing on it. What's the point of talk? We don't talk about it.
Yeah, we don't talk about that stuff. I mean?
You asked, so I answered. Yeah. But, like, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, we just know this.
We're doing our best and having fun.
Yes. Thank you, because I was about to say something real. But this is gone. Let's go. We almost out of here.
And we genuinely appreciate all of you.
We almost out of here on Tuesday.
For listening as much as you have.
Yes, we do.
Because you guys have made 2025 a very special year.
Yes.
Brandon is in McDonough. Hey, Brandon.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Brandon.
Do y'all remember when we were on Hard Knocks and Keith Armstrong cussed out everybody for lack of effort and all of that?
Yes.
Do the Falcons have a Keith Armstrong right now? And who is that? Did some of that be happening right now?
I hang up
and that's
I got a question.
Are you still there, Brandon?
Okay. Because my question is going to be, how'd they do after that?
Oh, did they do bad?
I don't know.
Oh.
Because that's where everybody keeps, like, they need somebody to cuss them out. They need somebody.
Now, that would have been, that was back in the preseason Hard Knocks.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Right? You remember I did Keith Armstrong 2 weeks ago.
You did.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll tell you this. This special teams. Oh, yeah. Keith would have been ready to fight. I saw Keith. I'm just telling you. I saw Keith get up on his chair, turn around and threaten to beat up somebody. Okay? That was Keith. Oh, you want some of this? I'll show you how to cover a damn kick. Like, Keith stood up and turned around. Now, no, he knew who to point to. Because Keith ain't but a buck 40.
He's not the biggest guy.
Keith ain't, Keith tough as hell, and he'll put them. Hey.
Looks like he stays fit.
Yeah, Keith stays fit. Yeah. But boy, Keith stood up on that damn table and was cussing Eric. Cussing the young player.
I will say, is he still coaching?
No, Keith retired.
Oh, did he retire? Yeah, I was going to say, like, you know, when they put the staff together for next year, I'd gladly Keith, just for our sake.
I love Keith.
I love talking to Keith.
This team, this guy's awesome. This team ain't bad because they don't get cussed out.
I promise you.
I'm not going to burst any bubbles here.
But
if that was, if they did, brother man, I promise you, I would let you. I'd be like, yeah, all you need is good cussing out.
This team ain't a cuss out away. Nothing
from
but
winning.
losing and getting cussed out.
I'm sorry, brother. It's not Keith.
I wish it was.
I wish it was that easy to cuss out people to get them to do what they want to do. This is still professional. He's a professional athlete.
They're doing the best. Sadly.
Yeah.
Like. Sadly, it's the best they got.
Damn, Keith, that was so funny.
Keith Armstrong's awesome.
Keith got on that damn table, started just cussing people out.
They don't make them like that anymore.
Challenge them to fight. We go out and you get with my ass. We go outside on this field right here. I show you how I get down.
That's great. We should just find his number and have him on. Keith. Hey, Keith, how do you feel the Falcons special teams is doing?
He would have lost it with his special team.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
Our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Andy said before the show, he feels a little bit more tighter and skinnier with a new haircut.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I do. Yeah. I've been getting my hair cut more often lately. Don't pee with your ass out.
Yeah, man.
Okay?
All right, please, damn.
Keep that thing tucked
Woo!
In.
That drives me crazy.
Doing less is better is softified. Yes. Couldn't agree more.
Yes.
And Norwegian language sounds a little bit different than English.
It's a foreign language.
Jason Pierre-Paul throwing up West Side permanently.
Mm. See, I wouldn't have went there. That's very insensitive.
My bad. Turned his mic off because he's laughing, though. Talk to him.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.